listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Hosea chapter 5, verse 6, where we see the startling phrase, "They will not find him." Here's the verse, Hosea chapter 5, verse 6. "With their flocks and herds they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them." In the days of Hosea, ancient Israel knew that they were expected to bring animal sacrifices to Yahweh, both for the atonement of sin and for fellowship with God. Yet it was possible to perform the action of sacrifice without a heart or life sacrifice to God. It was possible to make sacrifice an empty ritual. When Hosea spoke to Israel, their worship was mainly empty rituals. We see this in the words, "They shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him." A few verses before this, God described their spiritual repentance, or maybe I should say their superficial repentance. "They do not direct their deeds towards turning to their God." That's in Hosea chapter 5, verse 4. When they made such superficial gestures of repentance, they will not find him. There's a big difference between superficial religious gestures and a genuine turning of the heart towards God. In a moment of crisis, someone may turn to God for relief, but have no real intention of surrendering their life to him. In many ways today, people think they are seeking God when they are really only making a superficial investigation. For example, a man might say, "I grew up in the Baptist church and couldn't find God there. So I went to the Methodist church and couldn't find God there. Then I went to the Pentecostal church and I couldn't find God there. Now I'm at the Presbyterian church and I can't find God." Now this man may imagine that he searched hard after God, but that could well be an illusion. The truth could be is that he's running away from God. You see, when God started to get close to him at the Baptist church, he left it and became a Methodist. When God started to get close to him at the Methodist church, he became a Pentecostal. And this man followed the same pattern in each place, a superficial search for God that backed away when he really began to get close to God. Our sinful, fleshly nature doesn't mind religion and religious rituals, but it does whatever it can to keep us from really drawing close to God. God does not reward this kind of superficial seeking. It might fool everyone else, but it doesn't fool God. Therefore, Hosea announced the sad verdict. He has withdrawn himself from them. It can happen. We can be so set in our sin and rebellion that God just leaves us to ourselves. Usually, we don't even notice at first, but when we call upon the Lord and do not find him, then we start to see the result of pushing God away. Apart from a real relationship with God based on faith, religious traditions and works can't make us right with God. You may be frustrated because you seem to do so much for God, yet it all seems that in it you do not find him. Listen, stop relying on empty rituals and come in faith. Let the promise of Jeremiah 29:14 be true to you. "I will be found by you," says the Lord. And let it be true for you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.